Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is Youth Station, and I'm so happy. It's very much clear from my voice right now. So this is Asma. I have the pleasure to be with you once more. And
This is Zahra.
Yes.
And I'm happy to be with you too.
How are you, Zahra?
Fine. How are you?
Now that I'm seeing you, I'm pretty much better. How's life with you? Let's put it this way.
Life is going well. School started. Life, work, home.
Yeah.
The combination.
University also started. Yes. And the dramas again. Yeah. So I had a friend. Well, actually, for too long of a time, we're classmates. And then I thought, like, we could be like this forever. But then sometimes some things happen that will shatter your trust in humanity. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it ever happened to you.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody's had that experience.
No, because some people, you know how they are. They have this never-ending trust in human beings.
Yeah.
They would never get fed up.
I guess so. I think it depends on how you look at the situation and how much you learn from your previous choices. And also how you can kind of gather it for yourself that if one person is like this, it doesn't mean everybody else is. Mm-hmm. And what can I do to protect myself next time?
You know, there's a thing. I learn from my previous choices, but unfortunately the new choices as well, they do some unexpected things that would just make you believe that, okay, the generalization that I had upon people and upon how human beings are have always been true. And I am just trying so hard to change the reality.
Oh, no. What happened?
I'm not going to be very into detail. I'm just going to give you the gist of it. So when you trust someone and you start to say that, okay, she knows me better than I know myself. Well, not better than I know myself. That's going to be exaggeration. She knows me at least just like a friend. She knows about me, but then suddenly she comes to make some assessments about you, mm-hmm. some comments on you that when you just hear them, they're just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You have some good intentions in your mind when you do something, but then you come to see that people are going to judge you the other way around, totally the opposite.
Yeah, and it's very hurtful when you have trusted somebody and you think them as a friend and you didn't expect that behavior from
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Like you could, that behavior wouldn't hurt you if it was from a stranger, mm-hmm. but because it's from somebody you trusted, it feels like you've been stabbed in the back.
You called a friend. Yeah. God, that's too much of a word, you know? It connotates too much of passion. When I say friend, that means soulmate. That means alter ego. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, what we see in real life is a different thing. Now, let's go for a short break, and then we'll go in between the lines. Welcome back. This is Youth Station. Asma and Zahra, we are talking about trust, human beings, and life. Yeah. Well, I told you about my experience with my friend and how hard and harsh and excruciating it is when you are daggered with your friends. So this feels so
backstabbed.
Tragic. But then it's a little bit more complicated than what we're just talking about it. As you said, when my trust is shattered once, I may apply it to all the people and say, okay, there is no one whom I can trust. And then that would be bad for me psychologically because the world for a person who does not trust anyone is going to be a dark place. And right, tolerating right. that world is going to be even a darker thing.
I think it's important to understand who to trust, to what extent, in what topic. Mm-hmm. For example, in verses of the Quran and in Riwayat, we have a lot of sayings on the lines of the only person you can ever trust to the fullest extent is God.
Of course.
And why? Because when you put your trust in God, God, first of all, has power. He can do something about the thing you've entrusted him with. Second of all, he is obviously trustworthy. He's not going to go
of course.
Try to ruin you behind mm-hmm. your back. Third of all, he
would never turn against you.
There is no reason for him to ever turn against you.
Yeah.
He doesn't gain anything. People who break each other's trust oftentimes do it for the sake of another goal, another gain.
But, sort of benefit.
Yeah, a benefit. And yeah. benefit is for somebody who is lacking something, who needs something, and therefore is willing to sacrifice that trust and that friendship and relationship they have to gain that mm-hmm. new thing. But God doesn't need to do that. So God is the most trustworthy person, most trustworthy being we can put our trust into.
Yeah.
When you want to go buy a piece of, like, a napkin from a store, you have to have some amount of trust to be like, when I give this money to this person, they're going to give me a product. You can't live life without trusting anybody.
Exactly.
But it's important to know what to trust who with. You trust that person to the extent they have shown you that they are trustworthy. And only in that topic. You're never going to ask the person running the supermarket on where you can, I don't know, find the best home to buy if you don't know them.
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I guess every one of us has got a definition for trust. How I define trust for myself is going to be different from how you define that. But according to the definition that every single one of us attribute to trust, the amount of hurt that we're going to feel is going to be different. Mm-hmm. So sometimes trust means so full, at its fullest meaning, I give it that much of importance that when I just feel being, hurt from somebody whom I trusted, it feels like the entire world has been collapsing around my eyes. Everything yeah. is getting shattered and nothing else has got a meaning. And by the way, the story I just told you was just a hint to get the idea. I'm sure that every single one of us has got an experience, a story, a plot that we have experienced, which has been way too excruciating than what I just said. It happens among families, among, wife and husband. It happens among, which is going to be so sad.
That's very painful.
Yeah, and so painful. And I'm sure it's unforgettable.
Yeah.
But then how to react when you have been fed down, when you've been let down, it's very important as well.
Yeah, how to bounce back and build yourself up again and learn how to trust more wisely next time.
Exactly. What do you usually do in those situations? How do you gain it all back?
I think some things that are really important in relationships that people experience their trust being broken is to not let that pain fester inside of them and turn into an open wound. Because when that happens, they become a scared person. They have a hard time communicating or opening up to other people ever again. And so I think it's important to always, whether it means going to a counselor, going
to a therapist,
trying to overcome that event that happened, and learn something from it, close it up and put it behind you.
Exactly.
Don't fester in it and don't just like sit in it and let it mm-hmm. kind of bubble and boil your life.
And I guess the best way to put it behind, because when we say, okay, turn the page and close that book forever, it's going to sound so easy, but practically what happens is that it's very difficult. So I suppose the best way to do this practically is to engage yourself with a lot of new stuff. I mean, for example, if there's any activity, any hobby you have always wanted to do, it's the best time for you to get involved in it. If there's any book you wanted to study, I guess this is the best time for you to go for it. As for me, myself, whenever I go through some sad, tragic experiences, I go and delve myself into watching too much of movies.
Oh, no.
You know why? The thing is that whenever I get into another story, I totally feel like I'm a part of that story. Mm-hmm. So I forget about my own reality. The thing that happens is that you're going to forget about the reality and get into a fictional world. Mm-hmm. So this is a kind of a thing that works for me. Maybe that is not going to work for other people, obviously, but everybody has got a strategy.
Obviously, a good story, like one that you can, through that story, you can, without your own pain, go and kind of live through another person's life and how they overcome their difficulties, can be very helpful in helping you overcome it yourself. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like if it's a good story and if it's a good topic. It's just important to always make sure that you don't run away from the problem.
So, right now, I guess it's the best time for us to go for a very short break, and then we'll be back for the last part of today's episode.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to
Youth Station.
We were talking about trust and how we can overcome events when our trust is broken. What are some methods that...
When people let us down, which happens usually.
How can we build ourselves back up and how can we deal with the situation that's happened?
Yeah, we said that even in our narration, we have that we should not trust everybody so much.
Yeah, yeah.
So if there's any secret for yourself, it's better that you keep it for yourself because nobody is going to guard it as your heart. Mm-hmm. So once it's out of your control. So this is for the first part. Actually, this is just one way of trust being broken, to trust someone with a secret. Now, the other sort of trust is the passion you give people and it's not given back to you.
Yeah.
And they let you down
with
their behavior.
When you invest in something, when you put care and attention for somebody and they don't.
Again, we have it in our narration that if you do someone something good, do not do it with expectation. God is going to reward you. Mm-hmm. So let the reward be in God's hand. So when I do something good for someone without any expectations, knowing that God is going to be the one who's going to pay me back, it's going to soothe me and I would never wait for the other people to pay me back.
And so therefore kind of putting your trust in when you do a good action, putting your trust in God that God will return it to you instead of in that person. Because that person, whether it's because of like environmental, like, you know,
or even maybe according to their character, because I can say it confidently that many people are selfish.
Yeah. And or selfish not even necessarily in a evil way. Like parents, like children, small children, or like newborns.
Yeah.
By some definitions they may be considered selfish. But parents still out of their own love and out of their own care do whatever they can for the child. And happy parents end up being parents who say, I'm doing this, but I'm putting my trust in God that God will pay me back.
First lesson to be understood is that don't pin your hopes on human being.
Yeah.
The only one you should trust more than anyone else in this world is Allah himself. And second of all, if by any chance anyone did that to you and broke your trust, the best thing for you to do and the best way to actually punish them is to get back to yourself, to your true self, not the one who is broken or sad or being so impressed by the event that happened to them. It's difficult. I know what I'm saying is sort of very utopian story. But then we can try, because we're human beings, and if we trust Allah with the intention that He would give you the patience to tolerate the situation, He wouldn't let you down.
Yeah.
This was all the time that we had for today's episode. Sadly, we have to say bye. So I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullah.